Schools across the country are participating in the second annual National Black Lives Matter at School Week. It includes events and lesson plans centered around affirming the lives of Black students. MPS has joined in with its own Black Lives Matter Week of Action. WUWM race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell visited North Division High School yesterday, where students led a rally for the cause.
Dozens of students filed out of North Division High School on a chilly Wednesday morning for a student-led Black Lives Matter rally. It was organized by the campus chapter of the group Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT. LIT is a youth of color-led organization. Though some were wearing winter coats and hoodies, you could see students dressed in all black in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. The students made sure the neighborhood heard their voices. Passing cars honked in support of the students as they marched through the neighborhood. According to Black Lives Matter at School, the movement started in Seattle in 2016 with teachers giving lessons that brought attention to Black history and inequalities Black people face. Now school districts across the country are hosting events. The students at North Division chose to focus their rally on police brutality, racism, and violence within the Black community. Jashanti Johnson, a sophomore, made that clear in a speech she gave.
The police brutality issue is very disturbing because there are a lot of racist police and they really don't care too much about Black lives. Not all police are the same, but some should be in the law industry.
Another point she made addressing violence within the Black community was that when a Black person kills another Black person, it doesn't always result in the same level of concern as when an officer kills a Black person. She says that needs to change.
What I'm saying is that we need to come together as a Black community and continue to value our lives and demand that others value Black lives as well.
Another student, Princess Holmes, says she hopes people pay attention to concerns students are raising during the Black Lives Matter at School Week.
We want to make a change, basically. Like, we want things to get better instead of how they are now. We don't want to, you know, be treated differently. We feel like that we should all be treated the same way because, you know, we all pump the same blood.
Members of the original Black Panther Party of Milwaukee joined students during the rally. The Black General King Rick shared words of encouragement with the young people, but not before he led them in another chant.
I am so proud to see so many students from North Division out here showing some serious community activism. The original Black Panthers of Milwaukee want you to know we got your back.
This is what he left students with.
The young always inherit the revolution. You can always kill the revolutionary, but you can't kill the revolution. Power to the people!
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
Other Black Lives Matter at School events this week include an MTEA Black Caucus Awards and Soup Dinner tonight and an MTEA Black Caucus Black Lives Matter Social. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting is provided by The Doman Company.